Relatively boring ending, huh? I don't think we have anything to talk about, right?
Yeah, thanks.
I'm here.
All right, we're going to go ahead and get started with our post-race media availability. We've now been joined by Christian Eckes, tonight's race winner. We're going to go ahead and open it up for questions. We'll start in the back with Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, Race Face Digital. Christian, two for you. First, was everything after the final restart just a case of we have the best truck and I'm not going to be denied by anybody?
Yeah, I mean, Charles and Ike and these guys work way too hard for us to lose a race, regardless of the circumstances. So I had to race harder than I probably would like to, but, you know, at the end of the day, like I said, I didn't want to lose that race, and you know, felt like we had the dominant truck. I mean, we led 187 laps of 200, I think somebody said. So it's just kind of a situation where, you know, I don't want a race like that, but at the same time, you know, I wasn't going to let us lose.
Is there any worry of any of this coming back to you next week at Phoenix, or is it just a case of we go out, we put a truck on the track just as fast as this one and make sure we're ahead of everybody so that doesn't happen?
I mean, I guess a little bit of the second one. Yeah, I mean, we're just going to go into next week with our mind clear. You know, hopefully they understand that it's just Martinsville and a product of that. I mean, like I said, I'd be mad if I was him too, but it's Martinsville, and I feel like you have to race hard here.
We're going to go to Bob and then Jordan.
Bob Hockrest, Fox Sports. Were you, if you never gotten back to him, would you have been upset that with the way it had finished?
As far as if we finished second?
Yeah, as far as, like, you know, any of the contact that was done to you, did you feel that was all fair?
No,
as well?
I mean, I thought it was fair. You know, it's like I said, it's Martinsville. You have to race hard. He moved me, and I probably moved him back really hard. And, yeah, I mean, it's just like I said, it's a product of this racetrack and green-white checkered. And, you know, we had a straightaway lead before that caution came out. And then, you know, those new tires getting that close obviously put us in a bad position. So, but yeah, no, just refused to lose.
And the argument can be made, you would have made the final four without the win. So why potentially risk making people angry in going to Phoenix?
Yeah, I mean, you can look at it from that way, but, you know, at the same time, Bill McAnally hired me to win races. That's what we're here to do, and championships. So, you know, it's definitely a risk to race like that, but, you know, in the same time, I felt like our truck was good enough, and our guys deserve to win this week.
Do we have any? We'll go to the back.
Stephen Toronto, CBS Sports. Christian, there was kind of a long buildup between Taylor walking over from turn two down pit road over the ladder to the front stretch and ultimately to you to confront you about what happened in the final few laps there. Walk me through what you were thinking when you saw that happening and kind of preparing yourself to, you know, okay, what's this conversation going to be? Is he going to take a swing at me? You know, what's going to happen next?
Yeah, I mean, you never know what's going to happen in those situations, but, you know, he seemed, I mean, he wasn't happy about it, but, you know, he said what he wanted to say, and, you know, it kind of, like I said, it is what it is.
Well, never mind. Yeah. Any additional questions for Christian? We'll come up front to Davey.
Davey Siegel with SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. Taylor was saying that you had raced him a little bit rough a couple times this year, and not that sent him over the edge, because his situation kind of did, but from your perspective, how have you guys or had you guys raced with each other up until this point tonight?
I mean, I don't remember any time of us racing hard or dirty other than tonight, so I don't know. I'd have to ask him what situation he's talking about.
Go ahead, Jordan.
Two questions. Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. One, you look at your regular season, your success this year. Are you the favorite going into the championship next week?
I mean, it's a lot like this place in the aspect that anything can happen. You know, we all saw the race last year. It was kind of a disaster. So hopefully it doesn't go like that again. But you just really never know what could happen at Phoenix. I feel like nowadays, you know, the big goal of the year is just to make the championship four. And then, you know, the champion is who the champion is.
Your crew chief this week was made official that he's moving to 2311 next year. What What makes him so good from your perspective, and then how do you think he's going to fit in over there in the transition to the Cup Series?
I feel like he's going to transition right in there very well. Extremely smart guy, smartest guy I've ever worked with, hardest working guy I've ever worked with too. So those two traits are pretty solid, and Bubba and Toyota have a great partner in that. So looking forward to that for him, and I'll be for sure rooting for him on Sundays.
Any additional questions? All right. Thank you so much, Christian, and congratulations.